previously on Inside Scoop.
So I think that, that could really turn into an issue.
Yeah, and the fact that Patrick is bringing all these specific details up tells you that John has been bothered about them at some point and has shared them, which he probably shouldn't be sharing them with Patrick, because Patrick is not really on his side, I don't think.
And look, is what happened.
Agreed.
Because do you think John and Megan had a fight after this about the things that John
that
told
he shared
Patrick?
With John?
And you like,
share with Patrick, yeah, I'm sure.
And I think people need to be able to vent, and people you need to talk to.
Right.
But you'd like
it. Probably didn't have anybody else, but
you'd like it not to be weaponized against her.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, Volume 191. We're going to talk a little bit about some premieres that are coming up for episodes, Housewives and 90 Day World, Eric and Lyda, and I think we're going to talk about some Breaking Amish, and of course, we are going to talk about, in our subscription area, The Single Life, Tell All Episode 16 is what we've got, I think, this week, or 17, what episode are we up to on Single Life?
I don't know.
It's 4. They've been interesting, though, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you'd go enough, but they're just
full. Yeah, this has been, like, each one's better than the last.
It's just full of trash. It's just trash, right?
This last one, holy cow.
It's just trash. So we'll talk about that. I think that's probably good. First off, I think in the surprise, I think, turnaround of all turnarounds in relationships, we've talked probably repeatedly about Lyda. If we remember who she is, Eric and Lyda, who can forget? So,
Miss, I'm royalty in my country. I'm a doctor.
And a doctor.
But can't get a job here and is now arrested for fraud.
Right. And she was, not working as a doctor. Not that that would be easy to come over and work, but people do. So I don't think you were that kind of doctor.
Right.
The big issue during their episode or during their season was, and it was still one of the better tell-alls. I mean, their season kind of got overshadowed, but the relationship that they had or Lyda had with Eric's daughter, I think it was Hilarious who that was one of the most dramatic things that we'd seen a 90 Day at that time. They were having full-fledged fights. There was restraining orders. I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was nasty.
She had his daughter, thrown out of the house. The line was happening. Mm-hmm. And it's over.
Yep.
She's got to go. And he did it, right? They were estranged for so long. Well, you alluded to her, Lyda's legal troubles. And their
if you want to call it legal troubles. She's about to go to prison.
Yeah, I don't think she'll go. I'm not sure that they go and send people to prison for that. I don't know anymore.
Is she even a citizen yet?
I'm going to assume she is.
Because if she's not and she gets convicted of a felony, she'll get deported right after.
It's been a long time. Well,
it has, but.
Well, she has family support now, right? Because now Eric's daughter, Alari, is getting married and, she's a part of the ceremony and posting stuff. Evidently,
that's crazy. They hated each other.
She does. Alari does cosplay and Dad's involved and evidently Light is involved. They're all like a thing. This is like a recovery of all recoveries.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, we kind of understand sometimes mothers, daughters, dads, and teenage kids. It's an awkward thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this was one I wouldn't have thought you would recover from. Because I think Lyda and Eric were so wrong here. Do you think they could have apologized?
I don't know.
I just don't see this recovery being something
neither one of them seems like people who apologize.
No.
I mean, he kind of half does, but it's half-hearted because he's still going to do what he's going to do. You know what I mean? Like, his loyalty is wherever it is,
Well, he has. I mean, their update is he has filed for divorce. So there is a divorce filing from Eric. At least that's the last thing I heard. I mean, you can always, I mean, withdraw it. But the shocking thing is the three of them do anything together. Maybe Ilari's back around because she knows Lyta's about to go to jail. Maybe that's it. Mm. Is that possible? We have two shows being updated. Love in Paradise starts April 22nd. We are, podcasting-wise, sitting that one out, as we did, I think, the last two. We've got enough to cover. Q's Guilty or Innocent, and I think for us, you know, we used to cover all the Housewife shows. Mm-hmm. And we've got, I think New York is coming up, but I do know Dubai has dropped a trailer. So, you know, and that was pretty good, you know, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You liked Dubai. I thought that was good.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it. I was hoping it would come back.
And you're kind of anti-new shows when it comes to Housewives, but that worked. Worked well.
Yeah, it did. I liked the characters. They got well developed by the end of the season.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the fake stuff that you're looking at that's normally a problem.
So. Yeah, I also liked that they had Phaedra on as a guest. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool.
I didn't
seeing her in a show again.
I didn't see the trailer. So many of the other Housewives shows now are really just doing a cast shakeup. So many people are gone from all the shows. It kind of started with New York, and it's just moving through everything. You know, Potomac's got a ton gone. Atlanta's got a ton gone. We got a new show here. New York was completely, like I said, it was completely recast. So then you're liking the ones that have left Potomac, so that's good. I think in the most interesting Inside Scoop episode or story this week is from Breaking Amish. Now, you love Breaking Amish, right?
Yes.
The issue with that is it's...
Well, I liked Return to Amish.
Right.
That was good.
But even, well, Breaking Amish is still a continuation of that. It's almost like the Jeremiah saga is what all of these pretty much have in common. He's been a recurring...
Well, Breaking Amish was when they first left. Mm-hmm. And then after they all had their wild
days. Yeah, but it's still all the Amish
days.
Stuff.
Then it was Return to Amish.
Return
but
to
I liked
Amish.
Return to Amish better because it was them more mature and learning from the mistakes they made in Breaking Amish.
Breaking Amish was just them going out and...
And having their free time.
The reason why Breaking Amish is the story is because there was an interview this week and Angela from 90 Day and Jeremiah from Breaking Amish or Return to Amish, he was on that. And the host said something about, you know, he talked about people who'd kind of crossed the line or moved away from the reality stuff and into, you know, more mainstream things, that the host brought up Kate Stoltz. And Jeremiah freaked out.
Wow.
Said the only reason she got on the red carpet was because she slept with half of the production staff from the show.
Wow.
And that production even bragged about it, is what he said. So.
Wow.
Jeremiah and Kate kind of go back quite a long ways. Were they ever really getting along?
Jeremiah and Kate?
Yep.
No, because she was like a bishop's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was a little more conservative.
Evidently
and
not,
they were all
according
they
to
were
him.
All being real wild and she was just interested in modeling.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't, you know, being as crazy as the rest of them. I mean, she dabbled in drinking and partying a little bit, but not to the extent the rest of them did. She was more career focused. She really just wanted the opportunity to be a model.
Okay.
But she was kind to everyone, so I kind of find that hard to believe. But, you know,
well,
maybe
she
had
Jeremiah's
a wild stage.
She was kind to the production staff.
Well, I think what it was she probably just wouldn't sleep with him. And she was the prettiest one in the group, so.
That sounds maybe about right.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Jeremiah.
She probably really was judgmental of him, I would imagine.
Jeremiah is a pretty...
He was pretty bad in breaking Amish. I mean, he did some pretty crappy stuff.
Well, there's stories floating around about him in a movie and the movie having to cancel production because of the just his behavior and the things he was doing, assaulting people, insulting people, abusive behavior.
When did this supposedly happen?
This would have been a few years ago.
Yeah, I have a hard time thinking that he would have acted that way since he's been with his wife, Carmella.
They're apart.
I know they're apart, but he's matured a lot. And, you know, he's found his actual family, his biological family. And, you know, he's a lot more chill than he used to be. And in Return to Amish, you know, they go down to Florida a lot. And he's really almost like a parent figure to the younger kids that are down there, keeping them out of trouble and stuff.
I'm thinking that's just on camera. Because
I don't know.
I'm thinking he's probably, I think we know he has some issues, right?
Well, sure, but, you know,
it doesn't excuse anything, right? But it still, I don't think he's recovered from all of his issues. His are deep.
Yes.
And I don't
know. He has a lot of scars.
I don't know that his support system around him is enough to really
Yeah, and not having Carmella is a big deal because she was a very steadying factor for him.
For us, I don't think there's any Amish stuff coming anytime soon.
No, my understanding was it's all canceled. None of it will be back. Because I try to keep up with it. And I know I removed it from all my watch lists because I read that it's all canceled.
We are going to talk about Single Life coming up next, so stick around. That is much more, I think, much more drama in that than in what would be a slow news week for 90 Day. Just not a lot of fun. Maybe it's not a lot of stuff going on because all the drama is happening in Single Life. So that will be next.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcast,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos and all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.